The following copyrighted recording is a preview of an audio term from our Lean training system. It is available only at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute it without permission. Overview. Success in continuous improvement relies on many factors: leadership, communication, and employee engagement, to name a few. None of the intangibles matter, though, if employees and leaders are not properly trained. In a nutshell, training is the act of passing usable skills from one person to another. Discussion. Instructors need two basic things in order to be effective trainers. First, they must have a little more knowledge than the people they are teaching. There is a misconception that a trainer must be an expert in a subject to be an effective trainer. Not true. If you wanted to train someone to make an omelet, you wouldn't need to be a master chef. You would just need to know how to crack eggs and have a solid understanding of the recipe. Being an expert is necessary in some instances, but when the training is targeted at learning a specific task, knowing just a little more than a trainee is usually sufficient. This simple fact means that there is great promise for lean organizations. Instead of always relying on highly experienced experts to pass on knowledge, companies can use their own leadership team to slowly but surely improve the abilities of their employees. There is, of course, a need for those experts to train complicated or difficult tasks, but many activities don't require that level of expertise. Creating Kanban systems needs expert trainers. Creating Kanban cards needs a trainer who is well-versed in making Kanban cards. Leaders and professionals in most companies have a lot of knowledge about the fundamentals of Lean that could be taught to employees. Passing it on is the hard part, though. That's the second basic thing that a good trainer must have: an ability to communicate instructions in an effective way. Having the knowledge is not enough. Trainers have to be able to package it in a way so it can be understood, remembered, and most importantly, put to good use. Helping workers learn is much more difficult than most people think. Lack of that skill is often the bottleneck that holds back lean success. It is surprising how few untrained employees it takes to slow a company down on its lean journey. Training generally happens in one of four ways: large group lectures. This is the one-person talks, many people listen model of training and is frequently used for orientations. It is most effective when many people need knowledge quickly. The drawback of this method is that it is hard for an instructor to see how the students are doing, and there is often limited time to do practical exercises or ask questions. Small group or one-on-one mentoring. This is most common when a frontline leader trains new employees on a process, or a consultant trains a manager on how to do a job skill. It is generally an effective model, since a trainer can often see how the student is doing, plus the skill can be put to immediate use in a real situation. The quality of the training, though, can vary. Not all leaders are good mentors.
A license to this full audio program is available at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute this recording without permission. Thanks for listening, and as always, best wishes on your lean journey.